أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاءت رسلنا لوطا سيئ بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقال هذا يوم عصيب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقال رسولنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: من وجدتموه يعمل عمل قوم لوط فاقتلوا الفاعل والمفعول به. My dearest respected elders, علماء الكرام, my asatidha, my elders in Islam, my brothers. In the ayat I recited in front of you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains in great detail the incident that transpired between Sayyidina Lut ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu was salam, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people of Lut alayhi salam. Further, the hadith I quoted, in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever you find doing the action of the people of Lut alayhi salam, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is saying, kill the one that is doing the action and the one upon whom it is being done. Respected friends, in the 12th para, just before the half, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses when the malaika came to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا سِيئَ بِهِمْ. When the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they came upon Lut alayhi salam, see abihim, Lut alayhi salam became very, very worried because of them. وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعَى, and his heart became very uneasy, and he said to himself, هذا يوم عصيب. Definitely this is a very, very difficult and trying day. Why? Why was this the reaction of Lut alayhi salam to the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Mufassirun first explain that Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam did not know that these were malaika, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a test in a final trial upon the people of Lut alayhi salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent these malaika in the form of the most handsome youth. So much so that when the wife of Lut alayhi salam sees them coming into the home, and when she rushes out and describes these youth to her people, because she had a soft spot for them, then the way she described them was that she had never seen such beauty before, such handsomeness. So respected friends, Lut alayhi salam is seeing these mehman coming, these guests coming, and they're coming up to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and they're asking him to grant them a space to spend the night. So Lut alayhi salam is looking at these handsome youngsters. Lut alayhi salam knows what is the background of his people. So this is the cause of the consternation and the worry. Agonizing worry Lut alayhi salam is undergoing, because as we all know, mehman nawazi, and to be hospitable to one's guests is a salient feature of Islam. So can we understand to what level would a Nabi carry it out? So this Nabi is concerned. These people, they want to be my mehman. Myself, I am one person. How am I going to face the multitudes of my people who are all in the wrong? So this was the worry of Lut alayhi salam. ضاق بهم ذرعا. And this is how beautifully Allah tabarak wa ta'ala illustrates the happening, the feelings of Lut alayhi salam. Respected friends, before the malaika was sent, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told them that you will not destroy these people until and unless their Nabi testifies against them 4 times. This is the clemency, the kindness, the magnanimity of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is ready to overlook. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is ready to forgive a person at the last moment also. The person just has to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything will be forgiven. Everything will be overlooked. This is how kind Allah is. So here Allah is asking the malaika not to wait for one testimony, but 4 times the Nabi must testify against his own people. And this is what happens. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam hears them out. They want a place to stay for the night. He looks at their beauty. He thinks about his people. And he says to them, that hasn't it reached you? In other words, the news of my people and the evil doings, it hasn't reached you. You don't know about these people. So the malaika, they feign ignorance. Obviously they know. But the malaika feign ignorance. And they say, what is it? So Lut alayhi salam testifies and he says, by Allah, these are the worst people on the surface of this earth with regards to actions. Why? Because never before, from the inception of mankind, right up to the people of Lut alayhi salam, this evil deed was never perpetrated by anyone. Anyway, as they move on, again Lut alayhi salam, can we understand the worry and concern that he is going through? How is he going to look after this mehman? Again he asked them, Ma balagakum amru hadhihi al-qariya? Has it not reached you with regards to the evil action of these people? And each time Lut alayhi salam is speaking to them, then Jibreel alayhi salam is telling the Anbiya, telling the Malaika, Ishadu. Bear testimony. This is 1, 2. Up till Lut alayhi salam testifies against them 4 times. By that time they reach the house of Lut alayhi salam. They enter the house of Lut alayhi salam. The wife of Lut alayhi salam looks up in astonishment. She's never seen such beauty. She runs out. She was sympathetic towards her people. She was from them. She was sympathetic for them. And she goes and tells them that this is the story. Lut alayhi salam, he's got such mehman. The way she explains to them, that their mouth is watering. How evil these people, and how openly evil these people, unashamed. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explains in graphic detail, وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't say these people came. Allah says that the people of Lut alayhi salam came running. They hastened towards the house of Lut alayhi salam, like there's a sale going on somewhere and nobody wants to be left out. In fact, the Mufassirin mentioned that in that excitement and that rush, their bodies were trembling. We need to have this. La ilaha illallah. Respected friends, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save our progenies. Respected friends, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala further says with regards to the people of Lut, Allah says, وَمِن قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. To make us understand that this wasn't some idea that they thought about on the spur of the moment. Allah says these people were habitual in their wrong. You know, like some people say, we were born like this. What can we do? We can't help it. It's our natural instinct and our feeling. And how you can cohabit with the male, and we need, how you can cohabit with the female, and we need the male. This is how we've been created, so to say. وَمِن قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ Lut alayhi salam rushes to his people, and he tries to reason with them. And the first thing he tells them, the first thing he discusses with them, is he says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطَهَرُ لَكُمْ He says, oh my people, here are the women. The Mufassirin mentioned. When he refers to daughters here, he's referring to the women folk of the towns. They own women folk. Because it is said that the Nabi of a people is like the father of the people. So he refers to the woman of the town as his daughters. So he says, oh my people, here are the woman. Hunna atharu lakum. This is the pure, the most pure way for you. If you have a desire, you need to fulfill your urge. Then this is the way Allah has planned. And this is the way Allah has created. Allah has created man, and Allah has created for him his consort, his partner. So they are the woman, go and get married to them, fulfill your desires. So that brings us to another argument of these shayateen and these evil people, where they say that, no, the story of Lut is not sufficient as a proof against them, because the people of Lut, they wanted to rape these youngsters. They didn't want to marry them, they didn't ask them for their consent. It wasn't such that they asked them for the mutual consent, and then everything could be happy and going forward. If that was the case, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam would have told them, ask them permission and ijazat first. He didn't say that. The first thing he says is, go and get married to the woman. So the arguments, it's all nonsensical. It's when a person wants to, he has an idea in his mind, and now he wants to just put things around it and modify things and make things suit. So respected friends, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam tries to reason with them that this is the natural way. Then he tells them, Fattakullah. Oh my people, you don't want to listen to me. You don't want to take the halal alternative. And remember, the one against whom you are waging war, it is Allah. He is very great, He is very powerful. You don't know what you're doing. This is very serious. فَاتَّقُ اللَّهِ Just fear Allah and stay away. Move away. Don't do this. When that argument and that plea is falling onto deaf ears, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam then tells them, at least understand this, that these people are my guests. They are my mehman. I have to look after my mehman. As long as they are my mehman and my guests, then don't interfere with them. Leave them to me. Let them be hospitable to them. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي Don't disgrace me and embarrass me with regards to my guests and my mehman. When even this plea falls onto their deaf ears, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, at a total loss, what do I do with these people? He says, أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ Is there not even one sane man amongst the whole lot of you that I can talk to him and discuss with him and explain to him? The people of Lut alayhi salam, they tell Lut alayhi salam, مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقَّ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدِ Lut, you know, we have no need for the ladies. You know what we want. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is expressing in graphic detail the level that these people had reached. What level they had stooped to, openly expressing their desires, their haram desires, their evil ways. No matter what people may think of them, they want it this way. And this is the way they want it. And at this point, they tell Lut alayhi salam, move. Move out of the way. Lut alayhi salam in agony. He says, Qala ya qawmi. He speaks to them and he says, if only, لو أن لي بكم قوة, if I had the strength. Now this is, mashallah, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shows us that this is the spirit of the believer. A believer, although he feels overwhelmed with the odds, you know, how can we face? The whole world is pushing this agenda. How do we stand up against them? They're pushing it in every domain. Wherever we go, if you speak against it, you are the evil one. This is their plot. They try to make themselves look as the innocent victims, that we're not letting them live how they want to live. Lut alayhi salam, in the story of Lut alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala shows us, you don't worry about that. He says to them, لو أن لي بكم قوة, if I had the strength to resist all of you. And remember, they consist of 5 or 4 villages, and their total inhabitants numbered around 400,000. Lut alayhi salam is saying, if I had the ability, I would resist myself against all of you. And he says, oh, awi ila ruknin shadid. Oh, if I had some support, I had some sons, I had a tribe, I had my own people, I will wage war against you. I will stop you, or I will die trying, I will do my best. This is the spirit of a believer. So respected friends, we understand so far from this incident that on one hand we cannot be sympathetic towards these people, and secondly, we will resist and we will do our best. We will educate people, we will speak against it, and we will never say, leave them, let them do what they want. We won't do that. Seeing all this, the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the worry and the concern and the fikr of Lut alayhi salam, what he is going through, what is he putting himself through, because he's worried for us. He thinks that we are human beings and these people are going to overpower us. So they say, Ya Lut, inna rusul rabbik. Oh Lut, don't fear, don't worry. These people, leave alone getting to us, they won't even able to get to you. They won't even be able to harm a strand of hair on your body. لَيَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ. And the Mufassirin mentioned from the incidents surrounding the story, they say that Jibril alayhi salam looks up and asks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for permission. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants him permission. He resumes his form of a malak, the greatest angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He unfurls his wings and he strikes them. And this is what is mentioned in the Quran. فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that we smite them on their eyes. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says we blinded them. And this was through the smiting of Jibril Islam's wings on them. And these people are shocked. They are taken aback. All of a sudden now we can't see. We become blind. So this is one of the azabs Allah Ta'ala put upon them. Now they're stumbling. And they're shouting out to the rest of the people, hey, watch out. The guests of Lut, they're not just guests. They are magicians. Let us go away. The Mufassirin mentioned, they're stumbling, they don't even know where they're going. One is falling upon the back of the other one, falling, touching the stones on the side of the roads, trying to make their way back home. This was their sad condition already. Lut alayhi salam turns to the malaika and he says, you all are the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, don't waste time, finish them up. So now the rope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given these people had come to an end. Now the punishment is evident and the punishment is going to take place. But the malaika, they say that their time, inna maw'idahum as-subh, their time is the time of morning, early morning, daybreak, dawn. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. So you, O Lut alayhi salam, we can't rush the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given this time for them. And that is the time that it will take place. So, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. You move along with your family in a portion of the night. وَلَا يَلْتَفِدْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ. And none of you must turn back to look what's happening. Because obviously the adab that's going to befall them is going to be a terrifying adab. Lot of sound, lot of noise. But you all just move away. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. When the appointed time came upon the people of Lut alayhi salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded the malaika. In some incidents it is mentioned Jibril alayhi salam, some places it is mentioned Mikael alayhi salam. Anyway, the angel of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes and takes this entire area within their wings. How great Allah is. All this whole world, this dunya, everything is just all child's play for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We don't understand the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We become overwhelmed with the odds and the things going around. All we have to do is focus on the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and focus upon our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are strong enough to face anything, respected friends. Allah says, the time came. So the angel of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes this entire area, these four or five villages, high up into the heavens, so much that the Mufassirin mentioned. The people of the heavens could then hear even the cries and the sounds of the animals within these villages. The sounds of the chicken, whatever else that's around the homes. All that was heard up in the heavens. Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala took them right up and turned them upside down. At such, from such heights that entire area came down, that today that point is known as dead. It hit the earth and it went beyond, below, so many meters below sea level. Nothing grows there today. Respected friends, further Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْضُودٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Some of us didn't mention that this ayat refers to the missiles that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rained upon the people of Lut alayhi salam. Technology is nowhere. The stones that and the missiles, that is the little stones that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used as missiles as a secondary punishment against these people, were such, according to some Mufassirin, each stone had inscribed on it the name of its target. That this missile is for that man, and that missile is for that person. And the wife of Lut alayhi salam, when she was rushing out with the family of Lut alayhi salam, and she heard what's happening, she turned around. And when she turned around, she said, oh, my people! When she saw what is happening, and as she cried out, one of those missiles struck her, she also died. She was also destroyed. So respected friends, this was the end of a people, the first people to trespass this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn things upside down, and to take men as their partners and the objects of their desire. And similarly for women, to take women as the objects of desire. And for men to go about and claim that I am not a man, I am a woman. And for a woman to go and say that I'm not a woman, I want to be a man. And all these things fall within the ambit of changing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is one of the promises that Iblis, the Khabith, he promised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will change the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Respected friends, the lesson behind this incident is that we have to pass this message to our youngsters. This is something that used to be a topic that we would not want to talk about. Leave alone in the homes, we would not even want to talk about it in the masajid. The time has come, unfortunately. What's happening around us forces us to speak with regards to these things also openly, just as these people are promoting these actions openly through the mediums of the shayateen and the agents. Sometimes it may look like a Muslim person promoting it. Look like a Muslim person. Why I say that? Because a person that is promoting this and advocating this cannot be a Muslim. A person leaves the fold of Islam if he regards this as halal. And he is fallen into this evil and this wrong. There is hope for him. He knows it's haram. He wants to come out of it. He wants to make tawbah and istighfar. The doors are open. But a person regards it as halal and like this, he wants to continue being a Muslim. But a homosexual Muslim or a lesbian Muslim, no, there is no such thing. There is no such thing. Allah Ta'ala grant myself. Allah Ta'ala grant our families. Allah grant all of us understanding. Allah grant us the ability to promote the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. To publicize the words of Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala. Without shame, without feeling difficulty to openly proclaim the haq and the truth. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. The hadith of Rasulullah SAW I quoted earlier. My time is up. I'm already gone 5 minutes over. The hadith I quoted of Sayyidina Rasulullah Park Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Unfortunately, we cannot make amal on it due to us living in this non-believing country, democratic country, we abide by their rules. But it is to show us how severe and what a sentence the Rahmatul Lil Alameen has announced against people like this. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A few minutes will be given now for the sunnah salah and thereafter the khutbah will take.